Jennifer Schoaf Richardson, president of the Florida Association of Women Lawyers, says her members are excited about volunteering 1 hour monthly to mentor teen girls who are close to aging out of the child welfare system.
I think many people, and especially foster youth, really just need to be pointed in the right direction as far as the questions they need to ask and getting connected to the wonderful resources that already exist.
So the Fall in Love with GAL Pro Bono Mentoring Project will kick off with a statewide series of training events, the first in Tallahassee on April 26th. Studies show teens who age out of foster care without a family are 4 times more likely to enter the criminal justice system and 17 times more likely to be homeless at age 21. But those with mentors achieve higher educational, economic, and social outcomes. What's more, says Thomasina Moore, Guardian Ad Litem's Director of Pro Bono Initiatives, people who succeed in life nearly always have mentors.
And we want to give these youth the same chance at success that other people have had by helping to provide a mentor for the nearly 1,000 teenage girls that are in foster care that are close to aging out without having achieved that permanent home.
Guardian Ad Litem will transport the teens to and from the lawyers' offices. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.